Mr. Stern, my paper, The Star, has asked me to come up and talk to you about a fiddler that I understand the symphony is having, Benny or something like that, Jack Benny, doing a concerto on the 28th. And we haven't heard much about him down there. Maybe you'd know something.
Oh, yes, I think I've heard about him. Yasha Benny, I think he's called. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I don't think you'd really say he's doing a concerto. He is coming with an instrument, a pretty good one, as a matter of fact. I don't know what part I have to play in all this, and I feel it a little bit presumptuous on the part of the orchestra, and even your paper, sir, to ask me to be advance man, or shill, as it were, for a rival. I think he's got a pretty good publicity outfit of his own. I admit that he hasn't done much in the way of music, and I have my doubts that he will do very much in the way of music. As a matter of fact, I don't think he'll do very much for music either. But as long as you've asked me, I suppose I might as well be gentlemanly about it and say, I have met the gentleman, and, well, to give you an example, I once had him on my TV show as a guest. It was called The Jack Benny Show, and I had him as my guest. And I suggested playing a composition, a certain composition that we could do together, sort of a duet. And he asked me what key it was. He knew that much about music. And I said, 5 flats. And he said he couldn't do it because they only had 4 strings. Well, you see, I mean, if that's as far as his training goes, as a matter of fact, I don't think, is he playing a concerto? I think he's changed I think his repertoire has changed from the Mendelssohn to the Rondo Capriccioso of Saint-Saëns and Zigeunerweisen by Sarasate. Yeah. I will say this, he's an amusing fellow. As a matter of fact, he's damn funny. As a matter of fact, the more I think of it, he's very funny.
Well, you better be pretty careful of what you say about him, because he has given out that if you give him a good send-off in his solo work, that he's going to ask you to play a double concerto with him. And, you know...
Well, I know things can get tough, but I hope never that tough. I mean, I'd have to give up show business, really, if I descended to that.
Tell me something about his background, his teachers, and his what fiddle does he play?
I really can't say much about his background or teachers. As a matter of fact, the way he plays, I don't think can really be taught. That's a native talent, you know. His whole approach is what one might call highly individual. In fact, most of the time, any relationship between his playing and accuracy in performance is strictly coincidental.
Yeah, he's a free player.
A very, very free. Yeah. Oh, not so free. It's rather expensive, as a matter of fact. I might say that, because I think he's doing this for the benefit of the orchestra, and tickets are at a premium.
That's right. Sasha Schneider often says, Mr. Stern, that to be a good fiddler, you have to have been born in or near Vilna. What do you think about Benny? Did he come from there or out of there?
Well, Waukegan is a long way from southern Russia, you know. But I don't think that was that far from his parents or somewhere in his background, because he must have that innate sensitivity, that feeling for music, that desire to play, that burning wish. Am I talking about Benny? Oh, yes, I suppose so. But anyway, to get away from the kidding on this program, because we have been to a certain extent, I'd like to say this. Jack Benny has been a close friend for many years. As some of your listeners will know, we have at times appeared together on TV, radio, and some various benefits. I know of no person who really has a greater regard for the violin and is, in a way, a frustrated violinist. I think that Jack would gladly give great part of his present position as a showman, comedian, to have been able to have had a part of a career as a legitimate violinist. The performance that the people here will see will be a gem of satire in which he uses his own desires and frustrations as the basis for the humor of the situation. In a way, this is probably what makes him such a first-class executive in his field. Because there is honesty in the basis of his approach, therefore all that he builds on that becomes valid in the sense of humor. I know that Jack is giving of his time for the benefit of various symphony orchestras throughout the United States. And I know that nothing gives him greater pleasure than to have this identification with our world of music. I think we should be grateful to him and enjoy to the full his use of his great talents and his sincerity in doing what he can as well as he can. I'm not going to try to describe his performance, which I've seen several times, because no description will be equal to the seeing in the flesh.
You keep saying seeing. Do you mean seeing or hearing or both? Or?
Well, hearing is going a little too far. I mean, that's already a little difficult. I think seeing is still the best part of it. The performance will, I think, go down in the annals of the orchestra as one of the most extraordinary exhibitions of talent in ways that might not always be obvious to the observer.
Well, I hope the orchestra has taken plenty of time for rehearsals.
Oh, there will be rehearsals, serious rehearsals. I don't think the orchestra will be the same for the next couple of weeks. There may be a period of readjustment back to some sane values, but I think they'll be the better for it. Yeah. I know that the orchestra fund will be the better for it, and while I hear the tickets are priced at $25 down to $5, I think that even at those prices, they are not expensive. Because I think the amount of pleasure, of real pleasure and relaxation that those who will be fortunate enough to be there will get from this show will be worth more than they would pay for certain cures or medical ailments of one kind or another. This kind of humor will live with them and be a repository of good strength for many days to come. Everybody listening to this should go and buy at once. Get your seats now before it becomes difficult or before you run out of money. Did you want to say something else, Mr. Thorpe, about, or did you want to ask some further questions about Jack's background?
Well, if you've got any answers,
I've been as circuitous as possible, as a matter of fact.
No, I can't think of anything else. But you've convinced me that I think I better go and see how this is done.
Well, let me
play on all the strings.
Let me say this: it is going to be an honest musical effort. Yeah. Make no mistake about that. He will be trying his best. That it isn't very good is beside the point.
That's right.
But he will be trying his best.
Yeah.
And
has he been working up to this all his life? Or
he is one of the most assiduous practicers I know. As a matter of fact, I know from personal experience that his wife had already banished him to various bathrooms in the house while he was practicing, and in pure pity, I gave him a very heavy mute that he could put on the violin so that nobody further than 10 feet away could hear him. This was his sort of to keep the family life together, too, while he was practicing. Yeah. He has an excellent violin, a Stradivarius, that he bought not long ago. It's a very beautiful instrument. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it is having various experiences that it never counted on having. Still, seriously speaking now for a moment, it is playing perhaps a far more useful role in his hands than in the hands of some amateur collectors who collect these instruments and leave them lying around gathering dust for years without ever being played. Here it is being put to usefulness for the benefit of music. And that is the prime reason for his coming. But let's not be too serious about it, because that really doesn't match the circumstances. I wish him well. Not too well, after all. We all have our own careers to think about. But I welcome him as a colleague in the service of music. I can't go any further than that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stern.